Welcome to the JRD Hogcast, your Razorback podcast for fans by fans. Here's your host, Dylan Lee, joined, as always, with his co-host, Jordan Russell, and their producer, Luke Griggs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, before we get going, I've got to ask you a question.
So, how many podcasts intro with yes, sir?
How many?
Yeah. How long?
All of them.
How long can I keep that going?
Like forever.
Okay. Cool. All right. What's up?
I think we're fairly knowledgeable in the sport of football, right?
At least me.
At least you, at the bare minimum. So. Why is it that everybody and their dog knew that Sam Darnold wasn't worth a damn, but yet here he is on Thursday Night Football doing his thing very awfully terrible?
All right, cool. Words and stuff. Don't worry about it.
Words and stuff. Yep. So what up with that?
I don't know. I'm not watching it right now. Are you already getting marked up?
Man. Already?
Producer Luke, hey. Get you 1 second in. 1 minute.
Tell Producer Luke what you told me yesterday.
Yeah, we gonna let the slide. I feel like those don't need. I don't feel like those need to be bleeped.
It was on the radio. We heard it.
I heard it on the radio. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry.
You're in a good mood today.
I apologize for everyone that had to hear that just now.
And there he goes chalking him up. Yep. That's a shame. But anyway, so Darnold sucks. You don't have to be watching right now to know that he sucks. I'm just curious why or who. Thought that he was going to make it. It's kind of frustrating.
I've always chalked that up to USC hype.
All of it, just...
Yeah, apparently if you go to USC, that makes you a pro-level quarterback.
Even though you're throwing, I think he had literally 20-something turnovers his senior year?
Yeah, his senior year he led the NCAA in turnovers, but...
Of the fumble and interception variety.
Yeah, I really... Are we starting with Sam Darnold talk, though? This really kind of irritates me, honestly, Jordan.
Well, the good thing about that is I don't really care. This is just a podcast where we talk. But it's on right now, and he's terrible, and it's frustrating.
Everything, I understand that's what you're seeing in the background, but that's also whatever. But out of everything this week that we are going to recap, you want to lead this show off with Sam Darnold talk.
Well, not with recapping. I can't recap it. It's not over yet.
Well, you're giving it play-by-play or crap-by-crap, whatever you
want to
call it.
Luke brought up a good point. That's not what our 50,000 fans want to hear.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Fine. But for you 2,000 that did like it, you're welcome.
Can you imagine a sports show that is centered around Northwest Arkansas and the state of Arkansas that wants to just talk Jets and, like, Knicks? I wouldn't understand that.
Okay, well, that's a rabbit hole I don't feel like going down right now, so we will leave it at that. Yeah, let's recap. First and foremost, Mr. Greg. I don't know if you want your last name out there, so I'm not going to do it.
But shout out, Greg.
But shout out for sure. Thank you so much. We got to go with him. He hooked us up with some tickets. Got to meet Mr. Greg and his companion, not relationship, work companion, co-worker. There's a word for that. Sheila, and awesome people, real fun, and we got to watch the presentation of the Burlesworth Trophy.
That was a good time, and there was cheesecake to be had.
No, you let me down. I hyped you up with that cheesecake, and you had a piece.
I had a piece, and I was looking at the other three that were on the table, and I was like, all right, cool. But I was really concentrated on, it was a great ceremony and meeting some of Brandon's former players, and it was
teammates.
Yeah, sorry. It was good. They ran that game day piece again. If you didn't see that from College Game Day, that was about Brandon's life, and it was.
It's one thing to see that on game day on your couch,
watching with the teammates
and the family and everybody. That was. I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah.
That was one of those situations.
I didn't need to put that much onions in our food, I'll tell you that.
I know, right? Yeah, the food was good, too.
Yeah.
That was good food. But that's kind of what me and you and Luke started this thing for, just to get the opportunity to do things like that. I pretty much feel honored that Greg offered that to us.
Yep.
Hopefully we can do that again in the future. And he did question me, or not question me, I guess he elaborated a little bit more about his daughter making fun of me with the Twitter thing. I actually, as we were talking about it at the table later on, I mentioned the Twitter, and Sheila called it out. She's like, "You did it again." So I don't know what we're going to do about that. I guess leave it be. But
once
he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, once the machine starts rolling, when something gets as big as Twitter, Walmart, mm-hmm. Facebook, you got to throw the in front of it.
The University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
We that. Should patent that.
Except for that.
Or copyright
except
that.
For
get the
that,
copyright?
Except for that northern one. We ain't got to worry about that one.
Should we get the copyright for the? Isn't it the copyright?
Yeah. Yeah, we should
the
try.
Rights?
Yeah, we should get the rights to the word or the. Or the.
We'll definitely make sure we understand which one we're going for.
Yeah.
The.
Yeah.
But we got to meet Jodine Davenport and take pictures with him.
Mm-hmm. Marty Burlesworth as well.
Yep. I have never felt. I've never felt so small. Standing up against Jodine.
Welcome to my life every day.
I hated it. Meeting him, but...
It genuinely shook you.
It did.
I would say to your core. I was like...
We talked about that all the way to the press conference.
He was not going to rebound from this. He's like, there's a larger individual on this planet than me.
Well, that's the problem is he wasn't just taller. He was bigger, too.
Yeah.
I don't... Greg was bigger than me.
Yep.
What's up with that, Greg? You didn't tell me that. You got to warn people about that stuff.
Welcome to the real world.
I don't like the real world.
You going to freak out if we meet Shaq.
Who the hell's meeting Shaq?
I'm
scared
know.
Of Shaq. We're going to be on a podcast centered around Northwest Arkansas. We want to talk about Shaq.
Oh, look at that. See what he did. It's a circle. Okay. Well.
So, thoughts on Pittman so far?
Well.
He's been putting in work.
Yeah. Got onto the trail real quick. The press conference, I think that was 100% him, which is so refreshing. I don't think we're going to get cookie cutter, and he's going to have some fun with the media, which apparently, depending on how you look at it, can
already
happen.
We're not going there.
We're not going to go on that because I think it had a good 3-day run of breaking down two words in his press conference.
Listen here, young man. We are not getting into that.
Absolutely. I completely understand that. Gentle sir.
Oh, man. I can't believe that came out of Arkansas, man.
I'm not too surprised. I mean, it's bleeding over, man. It's part of the deal. But we literally just said we aren't going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at our notes right now, and did you write this, Trey Knox isn't going anywhere?
I did.
Oh. Because his coach is staying?
No. He put a thing on his Instagram, and
I have not seen this.
Said it was a.
That's why it's Instagram. I am not on the Insta.
Yeah. He put a thing on his story, and it was a picture of him, and said it was a good year or something, and people freaked out about it. What does he mean? Is he going somewhere?
Oh.
Why did he say that? You know. So. Just wanted to point out, he's not going anywhere. He said as much, and it is true now. Stepp has been officially kept on staff, and, you know, Stepp is why he's here. And also, I don't believe this. No, this happened Monday, so since our last recording, we get to keep Devin Bush.
Yeah, Devin Bush withdrew his name from the transfer portal. We need
Thank you for saying that.
We need a bit. We need a
like
bit
a
for that.
Something
there,
like that.
There needs to be a button for the transfer.
Was that pretty good? I can be the button.
I imagine kind of like Twilighty when I imagine it for some reason. Something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, Austin Powers, too. You remember they had the little portal and they jumped in it and we need to work on it. Yeah, we need to work on a button on that. Get something on that button. But, that's huge. What I took away from that is we talked about it before with how Morris left and didn't say anything about anything. He just goes and takes a job at Auburn, and there's plenty of jokes out there. So we're only going to be playing 30% of Auburn's offense next year.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah. But he's he comes back basically as soon as Pittman makes a, I think he made a phone call, or did he speak to him personally?
I don't know.
Actually, I guess he would have spoken to him because he was still on the campus.
I would imagine he was part of that team meeting. I mean, night one.
Yeah, probably so. But he's like, hey, I like this enough. I'm staying. Welcome back. What? Yeah. Which is says more about Morris than it does Pittman, in my opinion.
Well, we
I feel
also,
like no matter who came in, Devin Bush was probably going to come back.
Right. We also don't know if it's a Morris deal. I'm not defending him. Most likely is a Morris deal. Or if it was a Chavis deal, especially when it's on the defensive side. We get one, we lose one, because also in the aspect of on the defensive side, so Curl, he announced.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah, Curl announced that he will forego his senior season. And
is he ready for that?
Go to the NFL draft. Me personally, maybe a year, but he's definitely a dude. And just
he's a baller, but
he's expediting it a little bit, I think. And
I'm concerned he wasted 2 years of development under Chavis.
Nothing. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd really like to see who Pittman came in and maybe they had a conversation and talked about who are some of the names before, because I have a hard time with that decision without having all the facts. But again, that's his decision to make, not mine. But I would imagine I would wait to see who my defensive coordinator is going to be.
Well, let's assume it's Barry Odom. That's probably got the most smoke on it right now, right? Defensive side.
Okay.
I'm kind of torn with that decision because as a defensive coordinator, he's done well. But I mean, it's not like Missouri was known for their defense.
Right.
But also, he's the head coach. It's Morris. This is all one big circle for me right now. Morris has pissed me off more and more over the past week. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But however, I will say I think Morris will probably do pretty well at Auburn as just a coordinator.
Yeah.
He proved it at Clemson, right?
Yep.
But Odom could do better as just a coordinator for us. Get a few years with him. I'd say. If we end up with two good years, he'll probably be gone on the third for an opening somewhere, try to get his reputation. When we say reputation, we talked about him last time. He didn't do anything bad in Missouri. He actually put together a few good seasons.
Right.
I don't understand that.
For what he was handed and everything.
Yeah.
He stood by you through all the, you know, Pinkel stuff. A lot of this stuff isn't his doing. It's, you know, trying to save.
He got the shaft there, but I think he could probably do pretty well there in the defense coordinator position. So does Curl's decision look a little, if Odom comes in, I feel like his decision looks a little less educated. I don't mean that as a dig at Curl. I'm just saying what kind of piggybacking off what you're saying, wait and see who your guy is. See who some of the positional coaches are, particularly safety, you know, D backs. And, I think if he's a polished guy, he's a third round pick kind of guy, but I don't feel like he's going to go that high entering this year.
Not this year. And I really wish the football side had the same side as the basketball, where he could go in, kind of test the waters, maybe interview with a few folks, sign. He can even sign an agent, but, you know, 2 weeks before the draft, he can withdraw his name. So
why do they not do that?
I have no idea.
That's kind of a.
It seems to work out pretty well for the, you know, basketball side of things, and I think it makes sense for the football side.
They've got the better three years and go rule.
Yep.
Than basketball, but basketball has that on them, which I don't know. That's weird to me, but
well,
yeah, I agree.
Because when you combine the two with the redshirt rule that it is, so you get a stud freshman that comes in, maybe he only play in four games, and so he gets that red shirt, his deal, and then he can be looking at a red shirt sophomore year and be leaving after that. And maybe he just needs a little bit extra. He's still got 2 years that he could mess with if he really wanted to and go see what the NFL says. But unfortunately, that isn't an option right now. I wish
right
it was.
Now, yeah.
In terms of coordinators, defensive side, I think we need to maybe try to get a Florida connection. You know, we've mentioned Randy Shannon or Charlie Strong. If we can snag one of those two, I feel like it'd be really good. The Odom one jumps out because they have the, I guess they already have a connection together, a relationship. So that kind of was the obvious one. And if anything shows on this whole search, it might not be the obvious guy. So.
Right, right.
But
did you mean to do that segue?
Some of these coordinators that they have announced, well, assistant coaches, like
Davis.
Davis, thank you. His name was escaping me. He was on the recruiting trail for, 2 days? And then they were like, oh, it's official that he's our offensive line coach now. And then they were kind of doing that with Stepp. Like, if Stepp was already on the recruiting trail, I would assume that he was going to get retained. And now we're getting word that he is going to be retained. And that's kind of where my doubts with Lunny kind of came from, is the fact that we didn't see or hear
and
about
And they
that.
Kept deferring to Lunny.
Mm-hmm.
Asking Pittman, well, you need to talk to Lunny about that. Ask Yurecek, you need to talk to Lunny about that.
Yes.
So, meaning, Pittman probably said, hey, stay, I want you. But I think Lunny was probably a little salty he didn't get the job. I don't think Lunny was ready for the job, but, you know, saying that was Pittman, is Pittman. I mean, obviously he's got more coaching years with him, but.
I think, and this is, again, an opinion. I feel like I've got to point that out when it's my obvious opinion. I don't have sources on this, but I feel like if I was Lunny and was in that spot, and Sam Pittman comes in, I'm going to feel almost as an equal in terms of,
right,
like, okay, so you're going to hire him, but, well, you know, why not me? And then you're going to sit there, and reading between the lines, it sounds like he was offered the same position, not a bump to offensive coordinator. So,
it's, well, I was taking that a completely different way when you first started. But
so when it comes at that, you know, you want me to stick here, and I'm not getting any kind of promotion. The fact that I rode this wave kind of, you know, held the ship together, and people weren't jumping off for those 3 games. They easily could have, but he...
See, I think holding the ship together is kind of a... I'm not right there. He played 2 games, right?
He had them for 4 weeks, so it's not about how many games they played.
4 weeks or 3 weeks?
It was 4 weeks. 5 weeks in there, boy.
Right. So, I'm counting the bye week.
And I'm counting the week after he got fired. He had them for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Backside. Just because you're in a championship week doesn't mean it's not a bye week. You're still doing work there.
Oh, you're counting that. Okay, gotcha. Look at me like that.
Well, you can bleep that one.
No, you don't have to.
Anyhow,
I don't know. I mean,
they easily could have been thrown into the transfer portal. That's what I'm saying. And we're losing a great coach in Lunny. And I don't blame him for going and taking a coordinator job. Because
no, he's going to be successful.
Me reading between the lines, he wasn't offered that position. And honestly, it might be, and I might be underplaying this a little bit. He might have wanted the head coaching job, but I would assume if he didn't stick around, he was offered the same job.
Well, he's going to go do the offensive coordinator thing at San Antonio, and then probably maybe take some. I mean, he'll be back to Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, and we also did lose the special teams coordinator, Ratto or whatever. He got the one that got called up when Lunny took over. He's moving to University of Texas San Antonio as well. So that's technically 3 coaches now, and hopefully 5 once we actually get the Craddock and Chavis word.
Yeah, when is that going to be official? Everybody knows they ain't going to be here.
All right.
And get rid of that. But Lunny will be back to Arkansas, though. That's why I wasn't too upset about it. He'll be back. He's going to go. Like I said, I think he'll be successful. It's going to be interesting to see, but I think that's a very good level for him to get that offensive coordinator work.
All right. So I just jumped onto the old ArkansasRazorbacks.com website, went to their staff directory, and we are looking at current coaches. There is no Joe Craddock. There is no John Chavis. And it has been updated because there is no Barry Lunny Jr. There's no trailer. It has Brad Davis on there. Steve Codwell, who appears that he will be retained as well. Stepp is on here. Mark Smith is on here. Kenny Ingram at defensive tackles on here. And Ron Cooper at secondary as well. So,
can we call that breaking news?
Did we just break some news because we used the Google?
Investigative journalism at its finest.
My sources say that Sam Pittman's the next head football coach of the Arkansas Razorback. Oh, man. So it was a fun time at that press conference.
Yeah.
And I honestly was just walking around the room, sitting down, listening to some chitter chatter. And I overhear, and I don't care. I overhear the pilot that was the...
Can I start off with my thing first and yeah. then you go with that?
Okay.
I hope that we have some of these sources people listening. Greg, I'm not talking about you because you kind of proved your salt there. But Hunter Yurecek did say, because he was asked, how many people in this search did actually knew where you were going, what you were doing, who you were looking at? He didn't even hesitate, and he said 3. So I say to these people with sources that knew it was Lane Kiffin, 5 sources. Screw it. 5 sources. I've got 5 of them. They say it's Kiffin. You didn't know shit. 3 people in the world knew that Sam Pittman was coming here before anybody else. And all these people just, my God, how many followers did they pick up from that? But it did my heart so much good.
Oh, we know
him say that.
Yeah, you've been holding on. You wanted to say that spot for a while now. We've been recording for 22 minutes, and I would say you probably wanted to lead with that.
No, I led with what I wanted to, but you jumped on my ass for that, so I had to move on. But no, yeah, they didn't know shit.
I knew
the whole time.
We knew. Oh, yeah, man, you're making Luke work.
He doesn't have to.
So we knew the Sunday that they were really tracking some planes and all that kind of stuff, and they were tracking the wrong plane, George's. Shout out there, George's Chicken. And the reason we know this is, again, me overhearing the actual pilot that was working with Yurecek and John Fagg and Steve Cox. So
I can confirm this because he was thanked by Hunter Yurecek later.
So he's sitting there talking about how they were, and here's the problem that I have with what we're about to talk about is the fact that the plane trackers are going to love it and they feel like they affected it. And I already said a few episodes ago, you did affect this search negatively. Now, for whatever you want, if you're a plane searcher and you don't like the Sam Pittman hire, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, you kind of caused this deal. Because if you weren't tracking Boca Raton planes and they could have actually been in incognito and it wasn't getting pushed out social media-wise, we might have had Lane Kiffin.
But thank you.
My personal opinion aside, whatever. But if you were wanting Lane Kiffin and you're upset you have Sam Pittman now and you were tracking planes and you were posting it and you were at Springdale Regional Airport and all that good stuff, that's on you. But this pilot was saying that they were flying below 10,000 feet so that essentially the websites couldn't show. And they were just working with flight control at that point. And that the fact that they didn't know where they were going until they got to the airport. And it was...
And they used a private plane.
And they used a private plane from a...
Literally a civilian's plane.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't one...
You didn't know shit.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this is the one that they use for muscle men and all this kind of stuff. Now, you got played. Congratulations. Like I said, you did affect it. But if you wanted some followers, you wanted to sound legitimate, good. I mean, that's not going to get you anywhere. Because if you did have sources, you kind of burned them. And I wouldn't trust them again because your sources are garbage.
Very much so.
And it just kind of confirmed how terrible it is. And the sad thing is, and he can play it off as much as he wants on the radio, but John Neighbors wants to sit here and basically be proud that he gained thousands of it because he really did kick this stuff off. And then some other folks wanted to just kind of ride his coattails and gain some followers out of it as well.
And I asked him about that.
Yeah.
At the press conference.
And he said too many to count.
Too many to count. Yep.
That, again.
That's like, what social media is, though. It's
you're a
bona fide
guy with media credentials, and you're sitting there doing that stuff. Like, no,
I will say this about John Neighbors, though. Never once did he say, I have sources.
Right.
He wasn't one. That's what gets me. If you want to track planes, that's fine. He definitely gained his base with that. But my beef is the source people who came out of nowhere. Now, one of them, I've had people like try to follow me, and clearly they're fake accounts, and I'll block them or report them and all that. I've never muted anybody, and I think I'm fixing to, because it stems from that.
How about the same folks that are sitting there? Really not a lot to their Twitter, because, you know, you dive into it a little bit and you're looking at it. Maybe not a lot of tweets, maybe not a lot of followers, maybe a May, December 2019, you know, that kind of thing. But you're also looking at it and they're like, oh, my wife said that she left her laptop at work and she works at the administrations and she tried to go back and they're on lockdown because Lane Kiffin's already there and she can't get her laptop, blah, blah, blah. And then you look at a reply and it's someone that is obviously off of the staff directory at the U of A, and they just copied that person's profile from the U of A's staff directory, made a new Twitter, made it look like the Provo, and that's it. Like, he already has a Twitter. So I don't, like, if you're going to copy somebody, obviously we've talked parody, but if you're going to try to make a fake account, maybe make sure they don't have a Twitter.
that's there was a lot of them, man. There was the Nikki ones, Tommy Kraft got one, which is weird. I don't know why he would do his. Ruskin got one.
Ruskin.
I mean, there's a bunch of ones.
The Ruskin one is, it's pretty good because Ruskin's name is Ruskin is Ranting, right? And right. So where it changes is a capital I looks like a capital L. So it's
same with
Ruskin,
Nikki.
Ruskin Lynn Ranting. So
same one with Nikki's Chavanel. Is it Chavanel or Chavanelli?
Oh.
I'm going to go with Nell. I don't feel like Nelly. That wouldn't be right. Chavanel. They did the same thing with her, an L and a capital I.
Yeah.
And they made it look just like it. Used the same link in her bio and everything.
Did he get it? It almost got you, didn't you?
No, yep. It didn't get me at all.
Okay.
No, you look for the check mark. People like that, you look for the check mark. Because one of hers, not hers, but hers said, breaking news, blah, 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 hire. And I'm like, for real? No, ain't no check mark. Then I started looking. I'm like, wow, you really put in some work. You have 3 followers.
I just know that sometimes the Twitter can get you a little bit. So,
dude, one time.
Sure.
That I've admitted. Right now, though, this person here that I'm really close to muting is getting into it with JB. You know, have my issues with JB, but dude's getting a little bit out of hand. But JB's feeding into him because he's responding, and that's exactly what he wants.
Oh, man. I'm on it. I want to see what you're talking about.
I hate Twitter.
Oh, man.
He just posted, though, too many snowflakes out there in hater land. What's next? Y'all going to slur me or fight a young lady? That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Oh, man. Is it this one right here where he's using the... Oh, man.
What are you talking about? It's the... He was on Paul Feinbaum, which, again, don't get that, but there he was.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
It's a Feinbaum interview that he did, I guess, yesterday or today. I don't know if he's got a... Yeah, once we get done here, I'm going to dive into that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is... Okay, sorry.
it's a long deal, man. It's happening live as we speak.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you, so this came from Mike Irwin, who does have a check mark by his name, who legitimately has sources, said, from a coach familiar with Arkansas's workouts the past 2 years, the offense mostly ran plays over and over with very little time spent on actual coaching. QBs in particular exhibited poor fundamentals with little correction. Run plays, learn the offense, that was the main goal. We spoke twice on this show about the Beanie Bowls,
mm-hmm.
and how ridiculous they looked.
Yep.
How plays didn't naturally develop. You get a negative play, you move the ball 25 yards up the field. You get a 25-yard play, you move the ball back 5 yards. We never understood that. And I think we were pretty rough on it, actually, even before we started not liking what was happening. This pretty much confirms that there was no coaching.
Right. Well, I mean, the first time we saw the Beanie Bowl, we were sitting in the beautiful north end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't make sense. The beauty of a red-white game, obviously, they're getting televised, every one of them now. But the beauty of it is, you know, you got to use that as a practice. And we were wasting a practice. You only get so many in the spring, and we are wasting it on a dress rehearsal. Oh, not even a good walkthrough, honestly.
Yeah, it wasn't even a good walkthrough, right.
So I just didn't see how that could help the team by any stretch. They were probably working harder to figure out what happened the next play than the actual play that they ran, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, when they're going through the motions, they're like, all right, so we're going to have a bubble to the wide side of the field here, and then we're going to have our fake fight. Or no, this is going to be the personal foul. Oh, geez, is this when I lose 10 yards? I can't remember what's next, instead of the actual play. And this isn't very, like, a hot take by any stretch, what Irwin's saying, because if you watched any of the football, that's what?
No, I think the hot take aspect of it is the fact that it's finally been openly acknowledged.
Right.
Granted, the person that said it, Irwin, probably for good reason, didn't put his name on it or her name on it. It makes sense. But just reading it, and this is where my disdain for Coach Morris has really taken off over this past week. You, again, didn't hear anything from him after he left. Players said nothing about him. And then Pittman comes along. Pittman gets hired. He's already saved a transfer portal guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's already spoken to all five or all six commitments that we currently have. He's already been to the house of Criswell, you know, so on and so forth. Former players that played for him, former players' mothers have come out in support of him. And there was just never really, I think the biggest change from Morris when he took over didn't even have anything to do with Morris. It was about, strength and conditioning coach.
Carroll.
Yeah. That's what everybody was, the hype was about, was the workouts he was putting them through and how he's changed their bodies and gotten them strong with muscles they didn't even know they had. That was basically the biggest hype when he took over. We bought in, you're guilty too, I know you don't like to admit it, but we bought into the hammer down, left lane, you know, all that crap.
It was the right time for something like that after seeing
the snail's pace offense we ran. Yeah. And you're right, it is.
But I'm saying is if I installed something, it wouldn't be either one of those two. But
well, unfortunately, not yet, Dylan.
Not yet.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
They didn't want to take my call. It's all right. I ain't bitter about it or nothing.
Yeah, Luke brought this up too. I don't think we talked about that, but the fact that Dan Skipper, and I think the name Kirkland and Rack Swanson, they all came together. I think Skipper actually wrote the letter, but they wrote a letter intended for it to get to more Juracek. It never did, but praising Pittman and why he's the right guy. I mean, was there any coach aside from Lunny who Morris didn't bring and maybe Trailer and Step, but had this much love from their players? Morris had none, man.
No.
And you brought up a conspiracy theory. I'm putting you on the mark right now.
No.
What was that conspiracy theory? It wasn't you, obviously, but
I was
Twitterverse.
No, I was being very facetious. Are you talking my full-blown conspiracy theory?
Oh, you made that up on the top of your head? Off the top of your head?
That was off of the dome piece, straight up.
Oh, bring it back then. That's beautiful. You ought to put that on Twitter.
All right. So here's how it works out. You guys stay with me. Obviously, we hire one Chad Morris, who is a friend of Gus Malzahn. Chad Morris gets hired to Arkansas. Chad Morris destroys the Arkansas program.
Four miles on.
Collects said check. Then goes be an offensive coordinator for Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn is all part of this plan because we screwed over Gus Malzahn.
Mm-hmm.
And now
They're together.
Chandler Morris goes over there 4 years there. And then Chad Morris is going to move on after Chandler Morris is gone from Auburn.
And that Chandler Morris part's important because that's why he gets the scholarship offer.
Mm-hmm.
Because Gus is offering his friend Chad Morris's son a scholarship to play Division I football in the SEC West.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. I think that is absolutely sources confirmed true.
Was that pretty spot on? I mean, I was kind of worked
of what
up
you said the other day.
Yeah.
No, what you said the other day, I think, was a bit more detailed. Okay. But I thought that I'm going to be honest with you real quick. When I heard you talking about it, because I did hear you say full blown conspiracy before you started talking,
mm-hmm.
I thought Twitter, and I just zoned you out. But I caught the bits and pieces of it. And Luke brought up a good point here. Only Houston Nutt has had this much player love. Frank Broyles too, but then we're digging way back in there. But yeah. But no, he's right. And Houston still gets the love from his guys. Pittman is getting the love. And there's Trey Biddy has said it at least 54 times, I think, since Pittman got hired, that if you talk to the guy for 5 minutes, you love him. Let me ask you this. I don't know if you know the details of this. I did not know, admittingly, that head coaches only got one in-home visit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of what Pittman's thing is he, I guess, essentially annoys you till you love him.
Yeah.
But now he's only got the one. So do other coaches get, was there three or something?
What do you mean?
That you get actual in-home visits?
Oh, like from the assistants and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. The assistants and coordinators, they get more. Your head coach is kind of a seal the deal kind of deal.
Right. He's a closer.
Yeah. If you have a Saban that comes every weekend to a five-star, you know, once in a generation talent, probably eventually can't go with Saban.
Right. So what does that do for Pittman's recruiting? How much do you think that affects, if at all?
I mean,
and that shows the trust you got to have in your recruiting staff.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I completely think he can put together a good staff with how long he's been around, the folks he's played under, played for, or coached for. But really, with technology nowadays, FaceTimes, all that good stuff, you can still be personable, and it's a relationship, so you can still have long-distance relationships and still be able to learn more about the individual. And that's what it is. It's knowing your name. And getting that's how he is, getting to know the whole family. He gets outside of it, and he definitely breathes that family aspect of things. And no matter what you thought of Morris, you could tell from the outside of it, it wasn't a family deal. It wasn't a family.
That much has been said, too, in that anonymous letter that we've addressed. But that's a good point, too. You're talking about the FaceTimes and stuff. I'll tell you, he's got two. I know at least one five-star offensive lineman decommitted from Georgia.
I mean, he straight up said it was because of Pittman. And
he straight up said that.
It is fun to go on Twitter in this aspect and read the comments and read the replies on that, because Georgia is dragging the kid. And it's
they dogging him now?
Pun intended there? I don't know.
Oh, no. Well, no, they wouldn't be dogging him anymore.
Anywho, reading the replies and all that good stuff, they're doing the old, you commit to the university, not the coach, and that whole deal. It's like, as a position coach, do you?
Right.
And really think about it in today's age. Do you commit to the university?
No. That hasn't been a thing in two decades.
Yeah. I mean, as long as NCAA is going to, you know, clear my transfer waiver just because I'm going to a money school.
Do you think we get that guy?
I mean, if you read the, you know, status, it almost sounds like he probably at the bottom of it should have been like, and I'm committing to the University of Arkansas. Because you sit there and you read about it, he mentions the fact that Pittman leaving Georgia like three times, and then you're like, okay, so where's the part where you're going to follow Pittman? It's all leading up
Pittman
to it.
Pittman is right now?
You just have to type Arkansas.
And Jacoby Criswell got the crystal ball. I don't know how much you are into those crystal ball things.
Yeah.
They're probably, what do you think, 75% accurate?
He just wanted to, I mean, he didn't get looked at. He didn't get looked at by the previous staff. He can offer a kid because you can sit there and be like, well, we offered him. He's top talent. Of course we're going to offer him. It's like there's more to it than that.
We know from NCAA, man, you got to
offer
the scholarship. You got to call him. You got to visit.
Yeah.
You got to bring them to the campus, all that stuff. They ain't just, there's one, I don't even know if you call him a recruit, but there's one person out there that you could probably just offer and it'd be over. That's just the one guy.
Oh, man.
Possibly two. There's another one competing for that spot.
Yeah, right. I know, right?
But again, did you look up his stats? The other one?
Oh, you're talking about the actual player that's got
Adkinson.
Maybe a preferred walk-on, looking at where he's at and kind of some of his tape.
He's got stats. You know what I mean? Yeah, running back stats.
You know, if you're wanting to put a fence around and look at in-state talent, he's definitely one that you look above the, I would say, the other
two. I think you go through Helena to get down there to what you call it, right?
Yeah. Helena's right on the edge, ain't it?
I don't need a burger.
I try to avoid East as much as I can.
Listen, we're not Northwest Arkansas snobs.
Absolutely am.
Absolutely you're not. You're just not a snob. you're not.
I really.
But we got, like I said, we got the commitment from Robert Moore, I believe was his name, baseball.
Yeah, we're shifting gears to baseball. He had people jumping onto rivals, being like, Roger Moore, wide receiver.
No. It's amazing what the GOAT has been putting together, man. And I believe that kid is a shortstop. So with the way college ball kind of works,
he is the number 20 overall player in the class of 2020, according to Perfect Game.
And we have, don't we have one in the top 10 or two?
In terms of
overall, just
prospects, we have two. In terms of your Martin and Kerstedt, not Kerstedt. Help me here.
I have no idea what you're trying to do because I'm talking about
the other prospect. Players. You know, first base now.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Jeez, why am I drawing a blank? Yeah, Hinston. Yeah, jeez. Oh my gosh.
The Razorback podcast for you.
You know who I'm talking about.
I can't. You got so worked up about it.
I'm so aggravated with myself because it's a brain fart right now.
He is currently at first base.
Yes, on the team. You know who I'm talking
Kerstedt?
About. Kerstedt.
You said Kerstedt.
I thought I saw. Did I say Kerstedt? I don't know.
Louise.
No.
Now, you just gave me some looks like, dude, you got to help me.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's been a day. I'm sorry. So, yeah.
A day off, I could imagine. But, no, Kerstedt's, what are you talking about with him, though?
They're Martin and Kerstedt are top 10 prospects in terms of the draft.
Oh, see, I was talking about top 10 talent in the recruiting classes. But I'm going to have to figure out how to navigate that.
It fluctuates so much between D1 and Perfect Game. Like, it's tough.
Both of them
to
want you
off.
To pay for it.
Well, yeah. Kind of the
I'm
deal
not about that life.
But yeah, the fact that we can keep a guy that essentially is going to get drafted and could play minor league right now is pretty awesome. Baseball keeps on baseballing.
Yeah, this year, based off of Hutch, and there's another national guy that does his kind of preseason projections every year. This is actually the year we're supposed to make the Omaha run. We weren't supposed to last year.
You talking Kendall Rogers?
Kendall Rogers, yeah. I think he picked us last year in the beginning to make supers. I might be wrong about that. It was probably supers. But this is the year that he said 2 years ago is the year the nation needs to look after us. And that was before these, or look out for us. That was before these commits we got now. That was before this Robert Moore kid. And I'm assuming he's going to be third base, maybe move Nesbitt to second, you think? Because third base is kind of where they put the young talent. It's the same with Martin, you know?
Right.
After my boy left. Broke his hand, some biscuit. But you know what I'm talking about. Shortstop before when we made the Omaha run.
Biggers.
Oh, Jax. That guy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an exciting year. Basketball keeps doing what they do. They did drop one. I think they dropped that before our last recording.
To Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky, yeah. But we're looking at Tulsa this weekend. That's going to be, should be a win. When is Bell going to get on the court?
I don't know. It'd be good to have some of that weight.
Important.
Have some of that weight around there.
Down low, start throwing them up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, women's basketball, Luke here. Man, 50-point win.
Yep.
Over a competitive competitive Tulsa team. The record doesn't reflect it, but they're in all their games, but they were not in that one. I think they went on an 18-2 run to open that game up.
Yeah.
Did they end up getting 20 before the two?
I do not have the box score in front of me. But no, yeah, they opened with a crazy run just in terms of the first half. You know, they played quarters on the women's mm-hmm. side. So the first half, they went on a crazy run. So
they're good. They're going to make they're gonna make a pretty deep run, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If you haven't got out there, you know, there's going to be a Little Rock game, I believe, next week where they'll double them up. So if you're a Central fan and you want to have a chance to look at go watch them. You've got the men's and women's that are going to be down there. I think it's a noon for the women's and a 6 o'clock for the men's. That's an opportunity for you. And when SEC play comes up, it's going to be a hot ticket, especially on the men's side, because the Saturday games, I think they've got one more that isn't sold out. So that's
oh really?
That's impressive. It's what they need.
And also, speaking of sellout, the Omahawks have sold out their season tickets. Did you see that?
Yeah.
6,710. Going to get another. Golly, how much can the Hogpen hold?
I have no idea. I mean,
because that's going. Obviously, you can't buy tickets for that.
You
so,
can just jam them in there.
Well, we went to a couple last year where it was almost literally shoulder to shoulder.
And on top of that, they've got the expansion that they'll do a little bit and. Eventually, that's probably going to be a full walk around.
I think that's going to be a 12,000-seater.
I don't know.
It would sell out.
We have spending money right now, and you might as well do it for the program that's doing something.
Right. And I guess we haven't got the details on the buyout with Chad since he did get the job, but you said that cuts it down half or something?
It's another percentage base on the job because it's not a head coaching job in the FBS level. So obviously they still are going to work on a settlement of some sort. And really he isn't doing himself any favors by taking a job that quick. In terms of the lawyers need
Hashtag
to
we don't care.
Lawyers need to, do their thing and, not pay it. Honestly.
I also saw a thing today, I'm going to get a little gossipy here on the JRD Hogcast. Have you seen anything floating around or in the past that you heard where Bielema's drinking was an issue?
Yeah, that was kind of while he was here. It was definitely one of those rumbling kind of deals. And you don't necessarily know because, again, it's kind of not a small group, but it's definitely a clique or group when it comes to the Twitter side. These are diehard fans that, kind of source, kind of leak, kind of drops and that kind of thing. And the last time you heard this kind of rumbling in terms of background, maybe not every fan or the majority of Razorback fans know about it, was the Norvell hire 2 years ago, where a lot of folks feel like the board of trustees or whoever wanted to essentially make Norvell out to be a bad guy and have some problems so that we wouldn't hire him and it would justify not hiring. And I'm referring to supposed gambling problems that Norvell had. And last time we heard something before the Norvell was Bielema's drinking was a downside of it. You can't confirm stuff like that until it's too late, unfortunately. But
right.
You also, because Bielema as a person, I really don't want to go to that level. Like, I don't want to think about it. I think it just wasn't panning out here. Ultimately, I mean, if you... Right now, where you're sitting, maybe not this week, but you jump back 2 weeks and you're sitting here, just fired Chad Morris, and you kind of go back to the Bielema era, I'm sure the majority of the fans would be fine with having the years that Bielema's putting together than sitting through the Chad Morris stuff. And it is what it is. It just didn't really pan out with Bielema. And I don't think that was... the issue. I don't think that's going on. I think he just
What I was kind of alluding to was the little, as you said, click got down into the threads. They weren't the usual suspects that you're probably thinking that I'm, you know, normally having problems with, but saying that that was the fall between him and Pittman, because apparently Pittman sort of kind of had to clean up behind him, so to speak, a few times, and that was why Pittman was like, that's why, you know, they said he didn't want to leave and all that.
Right.
It was, there were a few, I'll say this, there was a link to something that was legitimate when it had to do with drinking. Not at a game or whatever, but just, you know, outside of work. And apparently Pittman had to get up behind him a few times and physically remove him from places.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's, you know, we've always kind of wondered, you know, if, or not me particularly, but tweeps out there were wondering, why are you, you know, if you loved it so much, why'd you leave and all that? And, you know, if you kind of put those two things together, it sort of makes sense.
Right.
Like, I'm not here to be anybody's babysitter.
So this is usually our pick'em show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously we have Army Navy.
39 of them.
Yeah, we have Army Navy this weekend. So
Army covers
Navy. So yeah, there's that. Whatever it is, Army Navy for whatever you want. But we also do have a CBS Sports College Bowl pick'em. You can head over to our Twitter, which is JRDHogcast @JRDHogcast. And you can find that. There's a link out there if you want to join in the action. We've got some listeners already in there. I've seen Andy in Memphis even beat you, Jordan, in terms of getting them picks in there. He was ready. He's ready to drop you down. You got Jimmy. Andy. Jimmy came in. And he said I think he's going to jump you too.
You think Jim? Did?
I'm going to talk some crap because I'm feeling good. Football wise, in terms of this stuff, because I'm, you know, fantasy football and just rocking it. No big deal. And I'm probably just going to drop all the way to the bottom because I do terrible at the bowl games.
You're not good at this. This is not your strong suit. This, listeners, this is what Dylan's done the past 2 years. He's not done well, and he's like, I don't even care. I'll just fill it out. I don't even look at it. But when he finds himself kicking ass in some fantasy, by God, talking is out.
Yeah. I'm full blown on that. But I do like CBS's because it actually has a spread. Years past, personally, we've done ESPN,
a confidence deal,
and it was confidence, and you're picking straight winners. So we'll see spread wise what happens. I still don't feel too confident about it.
I've been doing pretty good them spreads this year.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm coming for you. Hopefully we pay $0. What?
Yeah, talking about the buyout. So.
Oh, I thought he just dropped that in there. I didn't see that. Like, no, I'm not paying to do pickles. You kidding me?
But
producer Luke over there on the juice is what I had. Was what I thought.
Well, producer Luke, he'll get in on these pickles as well. So we'll see where it is. He's just gonna be like, "Where's the Arkansas button?"
Yeah, where do you pick Woo Pig? I don't see a Woo Pig button.
I don't see the Woo Pig button. Where it'll get interesting, and I don't have the chat up, so you tell me. Real quick, because I'm not going to give out my picks, because it's not locked in until kick, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's an FIU-Arkansas State matchup here.
Mm-hmm.
And Arkansas State appears to be a 3.5-point favorite. So producer Luke, who is an alum from Arkansas State. Oh! What's the word there? Arkansas cover? Arkansas State win? What's happening there?
He said woo.
He said woo.
I don't know what that means. Like, woof? Woof, woof?
He's broken. He doesn't
he's
know.
Broken.
Is that woof? Red Wolves up?
A-State will probably win. Do you know how spreads work? that's not the question.
Well, he's going to say they win more. But that's another
cover and win. There it is.
Cover and win.
If they cover, they
man. No, they're a 3.5-point favorite, so they can win by one and not cover.
That's right. I thought they were the dogs in that.
No, they ain't. Which is who they got? FIU, isn't that Butch Davis? That's old Butch Davis, mm-hmm, who kept finding his name in every coaching search possible.
And
for
will
the last
continue to do so.
30 years.
Does he come here as a DC?
No, have him come in as an advisor along with Houston Nutt.
Man, that would be...
We need to take advantage of these advisors. It's becoming commonplace in NCAA, right, and we ain't doing it. Especially, I mean, it's kind of changed because we're being told, what, like $6 million on the... Was it $5-6 million on the assistant coordinator budget?
Five. Around $5 million.
So when we first heard $10 million, that meant probably with Lane Kiffin, huh? We're just tightening the pocketbook, or because we were told $10 million.
Have we got the details of Pittman's yet?
Yeah, Pittman's is out.
It is out?
Yeah. You want me to go over that real quick?
Yeah, I thought that.
I read this on the way to the press conference.
Oh, you did, because you were talking about his bonuses and stuff. Man, mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell the listeners now that I brought it up. But
yeah, he's due to make $3 million a year. He's also got the incentives that he will win $250,000 bonus for winning 6 games. It'll jump up to $500,000 if he wins 7. It'll jump up to $750,000 if he wins 8 games. And, yeah, he can also get a automatic 1-year extension if he leads the Razorback to a bowl game during his first 5-year deal.
And so does that mean he doesn't get a bonus if he wins 10 or 12?
Yes, he does, but it maxes out at a quarter. So I'm sure there's some other fine parts of it in terms of a national championship and stuff of that nature.
And you know the budget for that, too, was also pre-Chad Morris being hired.
Yeah.
So that might go up a little. That'd be cool, man. I want
to... I'm just saying that we need to start working a little on the advisor side. There's mm-hmm. no reason that as an SEC school you can't have someone come in like Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt might not want to do that in terms of looking at a, you know, broadcasting schedule and then advisor or whatever it would be. I mean, that's all stuff that would have to be worked out on that side.
Or he could just quit and come help. We need all the help we can get.
Maybe he brings in Beal. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No. I'm kidding. I agree with you, Luke. Luke says, I think he wants out of the booth and down on the field. But does he want to be on the field in an advisor role?
That's kind of the deal. I mean, I guess for a
and
second.
And your check's young, so AD and waiting isn't a thing anymore.
For a second, they were saying, what were they? They were saying that Houston not wanted to go to San Antonio. University of Texas San Antonio. But
what?
His name was being brought up for the head coaching job at UTSA.
No way in hell he'd go there.
So, well, he didn't. So
again.
Trailer.
Wasn't he at San Antonio before Arkansas?
No. No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive because San Antonio is a relatively new program in terms of football. You're doing that thing where you're not thrusting me.
I don't trust you, like, 90% of the time, man.
Okay, so you can go ahead and look it up, and I don't know what you'd be thinking of. Maybe Arkansas State?
No, it wasn't that.
Murray State?
Murray State. That's what it was. Told you he didn't go to San Antonio.
I tried to tell you that. But that's how we're going this thing, unless you got something for us.
Me being wrong?
Yeah, sounds great.
Isn't that how we end most of them?
Yep. So, I mean, when we first started, we basically wanted Luke to come on and just correct us at the end of it like they do on some of the shows.
We just want Luke on here.
Producer check us.
We want to hear his voice.
And we want to hear you guys. You can hit us up at JRD Hogcast. Let's see. What else we got? We got some phone numbers. You can hit us up, call us, do all that good stuff. 479-308-8605. You can head over to JRDHogcast.com because we are self-funded. We get the content to you as soon as you hit that download button. For the JRD Hogcast, I'm Dylan Lee.
And I'm Jordan Russell.
Shout out to producer Luke. Shout out to Greg, like we said. Thanks for hooking us up this week. Until next time, and as always, woo, pig, silly. Cheering like a schoolgirl, won't be hungry.
Hey, Coach Pittman, you got something to say?
Yeah, I do.
Go Hawks!
Yes, sir!
Oh,